from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Steiny, he overthrew Emmanuel Sanders.
Can he send the contract? You're a grown-ass man.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We're trying to make the best of a bad situation. Yeah, nobody likes that Klay Thompson is gone. Fixture here for 13 years.
You think we'll hear from him?
Of course.
I'm talking about like letting it really out or just kind of, you know, I love my time there.
He'll do a press conference in Dallas once the moratorium's over.
Okay. I was talking more so. Yeah, more of a podcast.
I don't know. Oh, boy, a podcast. Yeah, we need more of those. Here's what I think's a joke, Goo, and I think you're in on it.
Maybe. My shirt.
No. Yeah. You really think this is the one that got me. I think the boss brought this one up and you agreed. So Klay Thompson says to Steph Curry, dude, don't go to bat for me. I'm out. Just don't even. I think they've been disingenuous with their stuff. I don't think they want me back. Don't use your leverage. You think Steph should have betrayed that?
That's not betray. It's
and
really
going
love.
To Lakers.
Yes.
I don't.
How many times have you had a friend that you knew loved a girl? They were a couple. They got into it. He's telling you he's mad at her. But you know deep down he loves her.
He doesn't.
So you go and against his wishes. And it's not betray when it's from a point of standpoint of love. You're trying to bring them back. It's happened many times. You can read the room.
Let me tell you something.
You're saying that, but you don't. Klay didn't mean
yes,
that.
Yes, he did. He's in Dallas.
Well,
like, he absolutely meant it.
Well, there was no
money being
offered.
Because he was ready to follow through on it.
Yeah, by all accounts, though, the Warriors never doubled back to offer him anything.
You know what else he knew? I think he knew Steph had no juice on this one.
Oh, no.
I know. That's the one that's really getting you.
Yeah.
That's the one that's getting you. You all see what he just did to Klay, and you're starting to realize he's a businessman. And now, what happens with Steph and Draymond? Oh, Steph, whatever you want, I am going to bend over backwards for you, even though you're going to be 37 years old.
Please. How am I playing?
You're playing worse than you've ever played before. I'm sorry to say it, but you are.
I was an all-star.
You're a good little thumper.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
I'm a little more than that.
Little. A little.
Okay, mouth. What are the Warriors get? Where are they going to finish this year? Well,
they might not know. That's a playoff team,
possibly. If they don't make another one, I'm not. I know I
oh,
was.
What, you're not going to root for them?
No, I'm not ready for it.
I've been trying to gear you up for this for 2 years.
Well, three, but this hurt, man.
Hey, are you that kind of friend? Goo, do me a favor. Don't say anything to Nahegan. Don't say anything to Nahegan.
You know I am.
Then you go to Nahegan.
If I
you're
know,
not a friend. That's
no,
not a friend.
No, Evan, where are you at on this, man?
Oh, he's eating.
I wish we could have had the people see Evan right there. But my point is, Stoddy, it's not betrayal if I'm doing something that I deem is in your best interest.
But it's not. You don't know it's in Clay's best
so
interest.
So you don't think Clay, for just
no.
You don't think he wanted to retire a Warrior?
No.
In 2022, he wanted to re-up then.
Right.
So he wanted to retire a Warrior.
That was in 2022.
Okay.
Then he went through an entire year.
But you didn't give me a yes, because the answer to my question was you don't think he wanted to retire a Warrior. And in 2022, he wanted a new deal. He wanted to retire a Dub.
Yeah. Things changed.
And they did. But
right.
His heart set out to retire a Warrior.
What is so hard to understand? You win a title. Clay wanted to get paid because
he had to wait.
A, he was going to get paid then.
Right.
A lot of money. And, you know, great, I retire a Warrior. Then he goes through the whole next year. He realizes they don't want him back. It's like, isn't hard.
Okay, but
it's not hard.
Why, real quick, you're blowing past on your jet
ski. They didn't want him.
The 2 for $48.
Right.
So they
that was
it wasn't all we didn't want you back. You could have got 24 M's annually, and you sniffed at that like Rover the
That's
dog.
That's right.
Clay did.
That's right.
And you
know why? Because he didn't want to come back at any cost. Mm. He thought they owed him
But is
more
that any cost, looking at it now, 24
He's going to win
million?
A title next year,
well,
maybe.
I get that.
And that's
but
another thing.
24 million. I guess what I'm on both.
What are you saying?
I feel bad for Clay, but I will also say, let's not act like the Warriors didn't present you with 24 million. And I would also say, Clay, had you really looked yourself in the mirror and thought about where you're at as a player, you shouldn't have been comparing your years to anybody else's. You should have took that 24 annually, because you settled for 16.5 or 17.
No, he shouldn't have. I guarantee you, he's glad he didn't take that. The way they treated him, he would be coming off the bench next year. He would have signed that contract, been pissed off, played the year like he played, and now he'd be back for another year, and he'd be like, oh my God, this guy doesn't even want to be here.
So you feel like he would have settled?
He didn't want to be here.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Stoney on this one.
Wow.
If you asked me to not go to bat for you, I wouldn't.
Wow, Evan?
Well, it's
I'm telling
he's a
you guys, if we ever get into that and I say something, you know, go the other way.
Well, but that's more reading you as opposed to Clay Thompson. Like, if you tell me to not do something, then it might be a subliminal of, well, actually go do
exactly.
it.
Well, now you guys know. But...
exactly. Because you say a lot of stuff you don't mean, and then you mean some stuff you shouldn't. It's crazy with you sometimes. My man. What's going on? Oh, Billy Bones.
He's a
Why don't we call him Billy Boneyard? What's up, Billy? How you doing?
Boneyard.
He's
what's going on, y'all? You know, I'm a Warriors fan through and through, man, and I've been here since, you know, those days, right? And I'm looking at we right back to those days. And you know what days I'm specifically talking about?
Careful.
Them Dunleavy days.
Oh, no.
Them Dunleavy days. Because your boy is messing up right now at the wheel.
Wow.
Come on. Okay, let's keep it real. You got Melton, Buddy Hield.
Oh, I like the player.
Slow-mo.
Slow-mo.
Slow-mo. Get out of here. Them is all like Dunleavy type guys. Like,
good call.
They don't even jump off the stat meter for you.
Nope.
Man.
Wow.
And this, I don't know, it just reminds me of Dunleavy. When we drafted Dunleavy, did Dunleavy like jump out to you like, oh my God, this guy's about to be the guy?
Yeah, I thought he was going to be Bird.
Oh, boy.
Man, I'm kidding.
Did you really have Bird vibes coming from Dunleavy?
No,
he came out.
But was he put in a bad position? Nope. I'm all over now. But was he put in a bad position, though?
Yeah, and then don't take the job, man. If you can't do it, you can't deliver.
Yeah.
If you can't deliver, because right now he's failing.
Yeah.
We got real. I mean, I think the Clay thing was going to be inevitable. All right. But now what? Now what, man? We're done.
Operation
bro.
Marketing.
Oh, God.
Marketing? You think marketing is the thing, though?
Well,
he thinks
I'd rather
Levine
watch
is.
That than what we're about to watch.
Yeah, I hear you. But, look, I think we are selling ourselves short of what we do have. like with Trace, Pods, and Kuminga. That's our new three, bro.
Yeah, but they're not going to play.
40 wins.
But they're not going to play this year. How are they going to beat out Melton and the boys?
I'm laughing, but I'm crying because the unknown scares me, man.
I know it does, Goo, but you got to embrace it. You got to embrace it. It's been a great run. It's been an absolute
And the Bull dynasty, we really, to be honest to everybody, all the basketball heads, that ended abruptly. That wasn't a natural end. That wasn't old Pippen's old Jordan Slow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to get into that argument right now because it's
irrelevant.
The
Lakers was the last dynasty, and that was Shaq and Kobe, and that got broken up.
Yeah. Kyle Anderson, I don't know about you, but I watched him.
Wonder when he was going to get his hair cut.
He did something that no Warrior did last year. He played in the Western Conference Finals and contributed.
Yeah.
Remember what that was? Anybody out here remember what the Western Conference Finals looked like? Steph? Draymond? That's right. You haven't been there in a while.
They actually brought in three playoff players.
Thank you. Melton
for the Sixers, Hield for the Sixers, and the Pacers, by the way. Boy. And, of course, Slo-Mo.
Nobody cares. This is why I think you're a hypocrite. I'm talking to my partner, not you, Evan. Golly, if your narrative fit that Melton only played 38 games, you would be on the Bay Bridge with a billboard.
No, he's younger.
But you act like you don't even care.
I know.
Like, there's no,
he's 25.
Like, I hate that you're not bringing that up.
Because the reason I bring it up with Draymond
Dr.
is
Pangea said it's back issues.
If Draymond, look, Klay got hurt at 29 or 30. He never was the same player. My point is, if Steph or Draymond get hurt, it's over. Like, it's over.
I hadn't
over.
Even thought of that.
If D'Anthony Melton gets hurt, he'll miss a year. Keisha.
Hey.
In Oakland. Hey, Keisha.
Hey. I'm just enjoying listening to you guys. I don't even know if I should say anything.
No, go ahead.
No, all you.
But he right, though. If as much as I love Draymond, and as much as I love Stay, if they get hurt right now, it's over. That's it. That's it.
Wow.
I don't like the general manager. I really don't. But, you know, it is what it is. Klay leaving, I think that they could have – I think him telling Steph to step back for a minute to see what – just to see. I think that was golden right there because that's a friend. If I tell my friend don't jump in the pool, don't jump in the pool. It's not your business. Let me do my thing, and let me see how much I'm worth. Let me see how much they think I'm worth.
Mm.
And the Warriors didn't, you know, I would have left too. I'm sorry. And I don't have to pay taxes in Texas.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I got a better shot at a ring now?
Yeah. I mean, you have to think about it. I mean, I think that's what stopped Kyrie and Luka. I think they would have won. I think they would have won if they had some shooters.
No, they got an extra one now.
This is a great
fit. Thanks, Keisha. Good stuff. Glad you're enjoying the show.
Yeah. No, this is, I mean, we can't say it enough, Stani. And that's why I disagree with Dumas talking about Boston defenders was smothering. Dallas was, they got looks. They just couldn't hit a shot. This is a match made in heaven. Now, what are we going to do?
You've done it.
Klay's made $223 million in his career. The emphasis on taxes I just laugh.
You have no idea.
I do.
Of what you speak.
I'm a taxpayer.
You have no idea. You cannot relate to a guy who's made $223 million.
But my point is, don't pretend you can. He's good.
Well, yeah. He's not. He wasn't.
He ain't free will.
Goo, doesn't this show you, and money doesn't buy happiness.
It can rent you some fun.
Well, that's fun. That's a great line. But did Klay look like he was having fun?
I hear you.
No.
But it was about the money. Yeah. Had they given him the money, he wouldn't have been moping. Read the piece. She said after the 2022 chip, break me off. Him and Dre.
So should they have?
Well, they broke Dre off
a year later.
But my point is, money would have equated to his happiness, and he would have been floating around here, social butterfly.
But they didn't. Like, they didn't extend him.
Right, but this just goes to your money. It was the root to why he was pouting. It was symbolic of what ailed him.
Of course.
He used that as love.
So what should he do?
Oh,
he
no,
doesn't
not,
feel
hey,
respected. Should
no.
he like?
Oh, I get all of that.
You got to understand, he's an NBA player. If he doesn't feel respected, he don't have to stick around. And if you're going to use the money thing, who cares if he was going to make 20 here or 16 in Dallas?
Yeah. I just don't think he wanted to come off the bench. I really would like
not
to
for
know
the Warriors.
If that's what they wanted him to do.
Of course it is.
Oh, my God.
Of course. That they started the process during the regular season.
I couldn't have been, Stoddy, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Well, you're answering all your own questions today. And I'll say it one more time. This team might be better right now than they were last year.
Well, yeah, you didn't. You can't fall from the floor.
They won 46 games, Goo. They can get a lot
worse.
They
didn't get in. That's what I mean.
Right. Okay. So get in next year. This could be a playoff team.
What if it takes you 50?
Well, then you got to win 50.
Well, I'm with you on that.
I mean, you never allow for the fact that it's possible these three guys that we know a little bit about could fit better with the Warriors and they become a better team. They get better defensively, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that goes to a guy like Chris Paul. You couldn't make it with him. But a big part of that shouldn't even be on his ledger because Draymond's absence is what, you know, I can say what I want about Draymond, Stoney. I know on the court the numbers speak for themselves, but I mean, my gosh, man. I mean, and the young lady Keisha brought up injuries. What if a suspension happens? That I
will be on his best behavior.
Well,
right.
Well, it already cost him.
Oh, it didn't matter.
Somebody said, "Hey, Goo, you coaching?" No, sounds like Jazz fan.
Let's go to.
And I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
Diego's in Martinez.
Diego,
hey Diego.
How we doing, fellas?
Hey.
I just want to talk about the Clay trade real quick, but I wanted to give a quick shout out to Bay Area native Zion Pullen for signing a two-way contract with the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Bay Area native, right out of College Park High School. So representing.
Nice. Where'd he go to college?
There we go. He went to college for 4 years at UC Riverside and then did a fifth year at the University of Florida where he was all SEC first team and led the entire league in assist to turnover ratio.
Sounds a little like Connect.
I've never heard that. Wow.
Well, good luck to him.
Hey.
Thank you.
Remember the name. I played with him when we were young.
Oh,
so,
there it is.
Yeah.
There you go.
Eddie
House.
Yep. You'll be able to say you got you played against the guy that got a two-way contract, but you know, never made it. Nah, I'm just kidding. He's going to be what's his name? Zion. Say it again, though, seriously.
Zion Pullen. It's Zionpullin.
Wow, man.
Appreciate it. What do you got in the Warriors, buddy?
All right, so I honestly think that this was kind of a good parting ways. I think it was pretty natural, and I think that the Warriors get better from it. And I think that Clay has just been a little bit stuck in kind of the past, just feeling that he can do things that he used to be able to do. And I just think that maybe a change of pace with Luka, who uses a bit more IQ than speed, could actually help play with kind of new beginnings. And then I think with the Warriors acquiring Slo-Mo and a few other guys like Melton, we can kind of gain a little bit more athleticism, a little bit more youth, some playoff experience like you guys were saying, and kind of rebuild from there.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Diego. Thanks for the tip on a Bay Area player.
Yeah, Zion Pullen.
Good for him.
Is he pulling up from three?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that was awful. That was really bad.
It felt good coming out.
What about this one?
World B3.
Wow, Stoddy. I think I heard that. And
yeah,
I didn't
you blew past
myself.
That one, didn't you?
Was that today?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
damn!
I got to start trusting myself more. But the mistakes I make, just yeah.
Yeah.
GP3. 6'4", 206.
Chris Paul II. Okay, that's the tenor you want to strike as we head into a holiday weekend.
Well, we want to wish him well in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Carlos in San Francisco.
Oh, I thought it was Miami.
You're talking about two different things.
Oh.
Go ahead. What's up, Carlos?
It was on third.
Which is one of my favorite bits.
I just want to say I love what Clay did, man. I think he deserved it. I think he getting a lot of slander and disrespect. Everybody around me, all I hear is 0-10 elimination game, this and that, acting like, you know, Clay was fundamental to us winning four championships, man. Whether you want to see it that way or not, it's the truth.
Mm.
And we built it, and it was amazing. And but like someone said earlier, I was listening to the, you know, them days, them Dunleavy days. Hey, we were blessed to see the four championships. You know, KD coming in, watching Curry grow up to turn into something that, you know, I don't think 90% of the world ever thought was going to happen with them angles he got. But, you know, I love what Clay did, man. I respect it. He's a baller. He's a winner. I'm just happy he didn't go to the Lakers.
Appreciate the call, Los.
Yeah.
And the Warriors
didn't help him get to the Lakers.
I feel the same way.
Because I think that was his ultimate goal, play in front of Pops. You know, I know we differ on what the Lakers are, but they need him. And the Warriors didn't want to take back D-Lo in that contract. I get it.
I would encourage everybody to read that Shelbourne article and the article in The Athletic, because if you, once you get done reading those two stories, I felt like he was going to go to Dallas. Like, he wanted to go to Dallas.
Now, elaborate on that.
Because I don't think, like, he said, the term fishbowl was used. Fishbowl. He felt like he was in a fishbowl here. And if he goes to the Lakers, he's still in a fishbowl. He goes to Dallas, they got two superstars. He can play off them. If Clay goes to the Lakers and doesn't play well, it's not
here
good.
Times 10 almost.
No, I just think it would be, the focus would be on him like it was here.
I don't know. I feel like if we were to really, if we could get with him and just chop it up with him, Stoney, outside of the studio, he would say, I wanted, like, playing home was attractive to him. Like, he would have took on that challenge.
Well, a lot of players don't like that challenge.
And what's going on with Buddy Hield? Because now I'm on board. You're going to laugh. Oh, you
just assume they have him. Just do
you
that.
You like him or you don't like him as a player? He's made 203 6 years in a row.
Oh, my.
They need shooting.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, look at how many attempts.
Oh, that doesn't matter. He can get the shots up, Evan.
By the way, I think it was honestly very simple for Klay Thompson. He had the best chance in Dallas to get.
Number 5.
Thank you.
If he does the Bruce Bochy.
That's what hurts so much.
No, I'll be happy for him.
Over the Lakers, I mean.
Yeah.
Like if you're looking at every team that you could go to, what's the closest one that can get you to a championship?
And that's why I also think Philadelphia was on the radar for him. If they don't get Paul George, maybe they come knocking for Klay.
Yes, Philly, man.
Savala is in Richmond. Hey, Savala.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
Going well.
Love the show as always.
Thank you.
So I definitely feel like I'm going through a bad breakup. Like, this is hard. It's hard to say goodbye to Klay. But I also am coming around after reading the coverage this morning, feeling like, actually, this is really good. This is a good thing. And I keep thinking about hearing Steph Curry say, you know, that he tells younger players basketball is like 10% what you're doing with your body, but 90% head is at. And, you know, if that's true, it's so obvious to me that the head has not been in the right place. Like, this is a really good fresh start mentally for the mentality of the players. And, you know, it's not going to be what it was, but it could be something different and joyful and exciting. And, like, the joy has been missing for so long. So, yeah, I think, like, to the extent that this is a start mentally for the team and for Klay, that's a really, really, really good thing, even though, you know, breaks are hard, even when they're the right thing to do.
They
that's
are.
Where I'm at today.
Yeah, that's yep. Well said.
We have a happy fourth.
I got some bad news.
Not my Buddy Hield stat.
No.
Oh.
The rich get richer.
What do we got?
Yeah, I know where you're going.
The rich
stop.
Get richer.
Stop.
Minnesota just upgraded. Joe Ingles.
Oh, God.
He's better than slow-mo.
He's playing like Joe Shingles. He ain't the same. He's tiny. I watched him. I've always loved him. He just slipped a little bit.
I think he has, too. I'm just kidding.
Who would you rather have, him or slow-mo?
I'd rather have slow-mo.
Me, too, and I think they would, but it is what it is.
5-1-0. Now, this is what I don't like to hear. And I'll certainly tell you Joe Lacob doesn't either. 5-1-0. I just heard about the slow-mo signing. His name's Kyle Anderson, by the way. and he's a good player. And the Buddy Hield pursuit, paired with everything else, does this mean the Warriors are officially tanking?
Wow.
This roster has one player that can guard a current NBA star. They're not tanking. They're not. And they might have gotten better.
And they got two guys that can take you off the dribble, Kuminga and Curry.
They might have gotten better, and they didn't sacrifice the future.
If you're worried about the checkbook.
Yet.
Yeah.
Thank you, Evan.
When we come back.
2 short seconds.
Just more fun stuff on 95.7, The Game.
Steiny, you're more like me than you think you are.
I was going to call him Stumpy. I mean, Steiny.
He deserved it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7, The Game.
Hey, y'all know we got a holiday weekend coming up. Long weekend. You know what? We ain't taking any time off. Well, I am, and Guru is. But we are going to be live and local. Let me tell you about our boss and how he is such a forward thinker. He said, you know what? It's free agency week. There is action. I want to get guys in here who know what's going on. I can't be putting syndicated crap on. Give me Evan. Give me...
Who else? Dumas.
Spadoni.
Spadone.
Lubman.
What we say is, you know what we're going to be? Live and local.
There we go, baby.
Live and local.
I'll be sipping something less. I'm just a radio. I gotta be careful here. I just love what it is, Donnie. If I worked at UPS, I would have the radio on my phone all day. I listen to Evan probably more than he listens to us. That's a one.
Thinking a million things going through my head. What a crazy week. Man, how's Moses Moody going to get on the court on this team?
He may be your starting two.
He may be your 13th
man. Melton's got something to say about
Melton.
It.
He played 38 games.
He's healthy. Chomping at the bit.
Let me tell you who's not healthy.
Oh, go ahead. Bill Melton, great baseball player.
For the Expos.
White Sox.
Well, I was guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the guy, the space cadet for the Expos? He pitched.
Nick Young.
No, he pitched.
Bill Lee.
Yeah,
pitched for the Red Sox. Pitched for the Red Sox, too.
Yeah.
What else you want to know? Just ask.
No, I'm about to tell you about my health.
Okay, sure.
So, Evan, you don't know this. Sunday, I played full court, 3 games. I feel like 2 elephants have ran over me. Steiny, your boy's hurting, man.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yep. I'm hurting. I look at you lifting my arms like, I'll go to the rack.
Well, no, you said elephant and you're wearing a gray shirt. You can't.
Boy, Evan.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you played in that shirt.
Evan. The Evan stuff hurts.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah. Dibs made fun of you. He called you too hot. Don't tell him I told you. You're taking it off when you golf, right?
Absolutely.
It still won't be enough.
Leo in San Francisco says Clay's in a better place. I mean, he didn't die. Well, hey, Leo, what's going on?
Yep.
He's in the afterlife. He's in heaven now that he's hanging out with Luka and Kyrie. Mm-hmm. He'll sit over in the corner and wait for those passes and catch and shoot. He's going to be the next Ray Allen.
What a voice. This dude sounds like Vin Scully. Wow.
I'm telling you, man, this is a great move for him. I think this issue about money, it wasn't about the money, but it was about the money in the sense that I think Clay equated the respect issue that they lacked the respect for him that they did for Draymond when they gave Draymond that 4-year and $100 million after all the shenanigans Draymond has done over the last 3 years. So I think that was a big part of it. And I think he said, you know, it's just time for a fresh look. And I agree, he didn't want to go to L.A. He didn't want to go play down there and take all the flack if they fall on their faces this next year.
Hey, Leo.
He got a lot of cover down in Dallas with Luka and Kyrie. So I think it's going to be a great spot for him.
And Leo. Leo, you know who you sound like?
Just like him.
You know who you sound like?
Let's see if he's heard it.
Farhan Zaidi. No.
You sound just like him.
You sound very similar to him.
What are you doing at the deadline?
Heard that one time, yes.
Yeah, you did hear it. Okay.
I heard that one time.
Yeah.
Hey, and one other quick thing. Yeah. This whole issue about everybody getting on Dunleavy, you know, I'm telling you, I don't believe He's driving all of this. It's the owner. It's Lacob.
Wow.
I'm sure Lacob gave him a budget and said, hey, this is where we're going this year. Make it work. Then this whole idea of them going out and going after Paul George and Markkanen and all that, you know, it takes three to tangle. It takes the team who wants the player, the team who's getting rid of the player, and then it takes the player in some cases to make that work. And I think they were basically offering up pretty much nothing for Paul George.
Wow.
And probably Markkanen the same thing. There's no way they're getting those two guys. So I think it's going to be a year to, you know, be watching Buddy Hield try to cash out on the threes. In fact, Hield got 24 points last night.
For the Bahamas.
Over Finland.
Great call. Great call. Thank you, Leo.
So now that's another
Buddy Hield
guy
playing for the Bahamas.
So how many Warriors do I got to worry about playing?
A lot.
Buddy, well, he's not technically not here yet.
They haven't made the Olympics yet, but they're looking pretty good.
Wait, if they beat Finland, did they beat Markkanen? Is Buddy Hield a better
I think he was hurt.
Player than
Markkanen? Yeah. Oh, Markkanen's a baller, man. Seriously, guys.
By the way, if I'm reading this correctly, Clay has made a statement.
But I'm talking about when he gets... I want to hear when he gets loose.
Next question.
When he's sipping, and then the truth comes out. That truth
said he wanted to play with stars in their prime. In their prime.
Okay.
And Evan, for a half a millisecond, I believe.
That is where I guess I got to be careful, because somebody may think I'm serious.
Well, if we run into Steph, which we will, he hears everything.
Yeah, you know what? I dare you. I dare you to say, hey, Steph, how come you didn't go to Lacob?
No.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
say, Steph, did you hear Steiny say, you don't got that much cachet, man?
Oh,
and then it's you and him.
I'll
tell Steph, I said, hey, even though Clay told you not to go talk to him, I would have went. That's who I am.
I would have gone. I owe Curry nothing. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you know who?
You ain't Lacob.
But no, that's the point. I was being Lacob at that point.
Well,
I was pretending I was Lacob.
Yeah.
And he owes, you know what he owes Steph Curry? 55 next year and 59 the year after that.
John
that's
Sally.
That's Thompson.
Sally.
It's so funny how you're one of the things I love about
you. Who is you in this?
Is your naivete. And, you know.
Please.
You know, everything's going fine in Golden State.
I'm the one ready to jump off the
going
bridge.
Fine.
What are you talking
that's
about?
My point. That's my point. If one conversation, why didn't one conversation solve the problem? I don't know, Goo.
Oh, that is pretty damn good. But please, last year was tough. I just think it's going to be tougher before it gets better.
That was slow-mo.
Dude, who do we get tonight? What name will come across the Twitterverse tonight? I'm like, man. I'm getting worried about Buddy, though. That was supposed to be done. Because yesterday, there's a hang-up somewhere.
Hey, what's the max?
I would say this to Joe, Mike, and Kirk Lacob.
Give it to him, not Clay.
My friend Kirk Lacob. I would say this to him right now. I'd close the door. I'd say, everybody have a seat.
And this will change the course of Warriors' the future.
Where you guys went wrong, this had nothing to do with Clay.
Okay.
Yeah. Is in your pursuit of one Paul George.
Yeah.
To say you were all in or have all the media go crazy and not include Kuminga, you guys did yourself a disservice. And the biggest disservice was not to the fan base. It was to number 30 and number 23. Stoney, they deserved
How many years
Paul
have
George.
You been an executive in the NBA?
Two. I haven't, Stoney.
Hey, thank you. And I have. And I've got four
what do you
rings.
Mean you have?
I'm talking of like I'm Kirk Lacob. I've got four rings. Mouth.
Well, what if I double back and say, you know what?
Yeah.
Curry helped you get those four.
Oh, you're
Talk
right.
Talk about me. Talk
you're
about
right.
how many rings you got when Curry's gone.
You're right. Steph's been great for us. But, I mean, he's played since the Paleozoic era. So we need to move on. Mm-hmm.
Who was that survey we read from the fans? We did the P1s that said they really miss us doing the role play. As a show, we got to do
one guy.
It was one guy
on a text line.
We got to do more role playing.
There's eight guys on the text
line. There's a feeling you get after you do it. Like I was really acting.
You know what?
Seriously, there's a rush.
We were good, and then we got a little stale. Like we just didn't nail it.
The roles were too hard. You're right.
We didn't nail
that
it over time.
You gotta pick
like
the right characters, though.
Yeah. That's what it is.
You got to pick the right characters.
Yeah.
You got to pick the right characters.
Damon Chang, just don't read it. I asked him about your outfit. We're worried about you, Stoney.
We used to say, eat your heart out, because you can't
You're
pull
shooting
this
100
off.
Today, 90-something.
Please.
You're too hot.
I am. I'm going to take the sweater off.
So short sleeve under?
Of course.
Some people say, I got my hoop pants under my jeans.
Like Ralph Mouth.
I hated that look, days. Evan.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's almost over.
Shorts under the jeans was the look,
No,
though.
That's thugly. Shorts I wasn't into that.
Can't lie. I wore shorts under my prom
pants.
They
didn't do that in Pennsylvania. Remember the gangsters? You wear your shorts under your jeans?
Never know when you need a ball.
No.
Yeah.
One of the looks we had in college, I didn't like it, but because I was a follower, I'd do it, is you'd wear boxer shorts and then gym shorts over them, and the boxer shorts would stick out the bottom. People thought that was cool.
When?
Boy. In 1985. I mean, seriously.
I'll tell you what I did Sunday for swag. When I hooped, I had both pockets out down here in my shorts.
Kirk Lakers replied to Guru, wait a minute, weren't you the guy who wanted to trade Kuminga for Kuzma?
I was misquoted with that.
Here we go. Guru takes over for the team.
That's the name of my book. Yeah. I didn't say he was Carmelo. I just said he had some offensive gifts.
You compared him to Carmelo.
Yeah. A couple people I know didn't like it.
Well, nobody would like that. World B3.
How did I not catch that?
You're sometimes inattentive to my needs.
Dibs liked our interview with the Macklin. Yeah.
I was waiting for him to kind of...
You take anything away from the member of the big three he compared his game to?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it,
Dre.
But he made sure to say on the ice. On the ice, Macklin Celebrini said he's a little like Draymond Green. I love it. Let me tell you, your boy is about to spread some hockey knowledge over the next, decade or so. Mm-hmm.
It's open for Macklin, though, Snowney, to be a big boy.
That is my idea. I was the first guy to bring that up because he's a phenom. Hey, what's coming up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.